Presenter will be Dennis Ray.
No one who knows me thinks I can finish in 3 minutes. No one wants to follow Kent Kobayashi either. And Mary, I thought that was a great, that one movie, the things that swallow up people would be great for administrators. But that's another. So 32 years of teaching, and thought I might have something that could help folks, because it's really different now than it was 32 years ago. But then I was talking to some young faculty, and they said, well, how do we get to be old faculty like you? How do we stay in the system this long? How do we get promoted? And so I sort of changed this a bit to that theme, so because it's really 32 years in a land-grant Research One university, and my primary job is still research in this environment. So a lot of how we feel is, if you look at the top picture up there, where we have, I have to put on my glasses, sorry. Hope I get the right one. But, we have teaching, research, service. How do we balance all these? Because that's what we think we're doing. We're balancing. And then we can't forget family, health, and life, because these are really the most important part. And it's real easy to think, oh, my gosh, I'm out of control. You get one of these out and you fall. Well, I would, oh, my gosh, now what have I done? I'd like to rearrange this. If you look at the bottom, the importance of teaching, rather than think of balancing, I want to think of foundation. Teaching is really the foundation of much of what we do. It's the foundation of research. We have to communicate. Every lab meeting, every meeting like this, every paper you write is communication, is teaching. You're with a person in an elevator. What do? That's teaching. But that applies to research. It applies to extension, because you have to have the knowledge and you have to extend. To service, how do you deal with the committee work? Really, education is the key to all this. So how do we get around this? Well, the top one, the two most important things I tell students that you learn in your undergraduate degree is, how do you use your time and how do you set your priorities? All this other stuff, that's just facts. You can get that. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We know that. But then how do you actually get advanced in this system where you have to do all of these things? We heard about mentors. We need mentors. So a lot of you who are like me, who are thinking of retiring at some point, what does this do to me? Because we can be mentors. How do we help young people coming up? And if I was a young person coming up, the first thing I'd do is I'd find the forms I have to fill out for tenure. And I would start filling them out that first year. And I would work with my mentor every year. But you notice the last one there. Part of these forms is teaching. You have to communicate what you do to people in the English department, people in humanities, who are going to look at these as they go through the university system. They don't understand what you do. You need to teach them. So thank you very much. Only 30 seconds over.